This is the time in our service when we have our stones and water ritual, which incorporates all four of the earth elements, earth, water, air, and fire. This is a time when you can choose a stone to represent a care, a concern, a sorrow that you are carrying in your life at this time. Place it into the bowl of water, which represents this beloved community. And I'm going to add that there has throughout the year been water from our water communion in that bowl, and to remind you to bring water in early September. Set down the stone. Allow this community to hold it with you. During Come Sing a Song with Me, you are invited to come forward, choose a stone, and place it in the bowl of water. Would you rise in body or spirit, please? We are grateful for these gifts which you have offered that allow us to show our strength in the world, to do good works, to create justice, and help those who are in need. Our morning offering has been received. So, this is another one of those casual summer services in which you get to participate to a great extent. And I am going to offer this meditation as a little bit of background to why we're doing what we're doing today. I call it a tabernacle offering. I think it was the year I was living in Queens, a borough of New York City, when I occasionally attended Saturday Shabbat services at Kolot Chayenu, the Jewish congregation where a friend of mine is the cantor. And there was a particularly memorable service that Rabbi Ellen Lipman led. I had to check with my friend, cantor Lisa Siegel, about the context of that service, as it is in Christian churches. The Jewish congregations have a liturgical year with readings from the Torah and Haftorah in a prescribed sequence. The Torah portion that morning was from Exodus chapters 25 to 27, which describes the building of the Mishkan, the portable sanctuary or tent of meeting, the house of worship that Jews used during the 40 years that they wandered in the desert following their escape from Egypt and Pharaoh's pursuing armies. Many synagogues are still designed and built based on these instructions. In order to accomplish this task, God instructs Moses to tell the Israelites to bring contributions, the turuma, or gifts, to God. These gifts are to be freely given, and all gifts so given are to be accepted, regardless of what they are. The turuma are then used in the construction of the ark, wherein the covenant will be placed, the lamp, the tabernacle, the dwelling place of Yahweh, and the altar table. All of these are surrounded by a court which is enclosed with hangings, the tent walls. During this Shabbat service, members of Kolot thought about what they had on their person that morning, something of value to them, that they could offer as a gift for the building of the Mishkan, the sacred community. We brought our gifts up to a small table at the front of the sanctuary and shared the quality that object represented that they wanted to have in this community. They brought metro cards, pens, grandma's ring, keys to their home, everyday objects. I don't recall what I brought forward, but the whole symbolism of the ritual has stuck with me for nearly two decades. I think about the ways that we carry what gives meaning to our lives around with us on a day-to-day basis. And actually, Kristen shared some of that with you this morning. I think about how people of faith have devised portable altars or created beautiful prayer rugs that allow them to meditate or pray when they are traveling away from home. They create a sanctuary, a sacred space, wherever they are, and connect with the divine, the spirit of life and love, the infinite, which is greater than all of us. I think, too, about refugees, immigrants, and asylum seekers who are looking for a better life in another place, as the Jewish people did in the Fertile Crescent, as the first white colonists did here on this continent, as contemporary people are migrating all over the globe. When we must leave home, whether by personal choice or because we must to survive, we have to make decisions about what to take with us. What is sacred? What will remind us of where we have come from and who we are? What will provide us with comfort in unfamiliar lands among unfamiliar people? What is symbolic of our identity, our cherished beliefs and values? What will reassure us that we are somebody? I've had the experience of being part of a congregation that has moved from one place in town to another, as have many of you who've been longtime members here. When we did that, we actually did a ritual of taking objects from one building and carrying them through the streets to the other building. I don't know if you did that. We did? Great. I don't know what those objects were that were important to bring with you, but I'd love to know sometime if you want to share the story. So during those 6 months that I was living in Queens, I was in some ways in exile, someone seeking refuge from some challenging life circumstances. In some ways, I became invisible among these teeming masses of humanity that is New York City. I was renting an attic room. I didn't bring much with me beyond necessary clothing. The rocks I had in my pockets helped to keep me from being washed away by life's storms. Later in the service, you'll have a chance, as I said, to share what you carry on your person that may symbolize the gifts you bring to our community. Or maybe what you have in your pocket or purse is a reminder of the community or communities you belong to. What would you take with you if you had to leave? What would you bring with you to your new home? For now, let us rise in body or spirit to sing hymn number 1007. That's in the teal hymnal. There's a river flowing in my soul. Please join me now for our pastoral prayer. You may wish to settle yourself a little bit into your seat. Feet on the floor, hands in your lap, the petals of your eyelids closed over your eyes. Great Spirit, Spirit of life and of love, please be with us now. We recognize you in the movements of our lives, in the way that we are connected with our family members and with others in the world. We know that the lines of love run deep in our veins, and the energy of that love emanates out into the world. We know that love is a greater force, a greater good than actions and behaviors that collude or participate in violence and destruction, both of individual human beings and of our planet. Great Spirit, we need your help. We need you to sustain us in the work of doing justice and making our earth whole. We welcome you and the movement of your energy through our lives, however it comes, whatever form it takes. We need you. Amen. Blessed be. Let us stay seated for hymn number 6, Just as Long as I Have Breath. It's in the gray hymnal. So this is the time when we are going to share a little bit about what we're carrying with us. Something in your pocket that is symbolic of what gifts you might bring to this community or to the communities that you're involved with. I'm going to invite anyone who wants to come forward to add a personal object here in the beautiful plate that Kristen has left on the table. And share that meaning. Pat will help me out with the microphone. And if you can't or choose not to come forward physically, we will bring a microphone to you if you indicate with your hand that you would like to share something. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to reflect by sharing a little bit about what I have put on the table already and what I might carry in my pockets on a daily basis. So I have some objects on our altar this morning that represent different religious traditions. A personal altar cloth from Peru, for example. A small statue of the Buddha. A rock that is painted with, I think, the mantra of compassion, but I can't really remember. And it's in a script that I don't read. Ganesha, the god in the Hindu tradition that is the overcomer of obstacles. One must always have a Ganesha. There's a Celtic cross. This is supposed to soak up light and then glow in the dark, and it represents the earth. I haven't seen it glowing in the dark yet because I'm not around when it's possibly doing that, and it may not get enough light. I don't know. There are a few other objects. Kristen left the little box with the wheat on it. In my pocket, a pen. Now, I do a lot of writing for my work here and what I offer to you each Sunday, so I'll put a pen in the plate. But I oftentimes pick up things when I'm walking, and I have 3 halves of walnuts here, and I love to pick them up because they have a heart in them. They always have a heart in them, so I'll put those in here. So anybody who wants to come forward and share, Pat has the microphone. Say our chalice extinguishing words with me. We extinguish this chalice, for the worship has ended. Our service begins. And our sung benediction, if those around you wish to hold hands, you may hold hands with them.